Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're continuing on a subject of submission that I began this week. I'd like to share a few passages from Romans, the 8th chapter, which says, from verses 1 through 8. Let me share. There is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell within you. Praise God. In a little bit further on in Romans, the 12th chapter, we find in verse 8, and again, this is talking about those who have a position of leadership or authority. He that exhorteth, they should be faithful on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with liberality. That's what the King James Version says, or simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that sheweth mercy, with cheerfulness. Now, it's important to take a look at that word rule. That word rule is translated from a Greek word, which literally means to stand before, to lead, to attend to. And of course, that indicates care as well as diligence. And it's translated to rule with reference to a local church situation. So, in 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, verse 17, we read, let the elders that rule well be accounted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine, that the King James Version. And that word rule is also translated from the Greek, meaning to lead. And so this verse, perhaps more correctly, should read lead. In Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 7, the word states, remember them who have the rule over you, or the leadership over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their manner or conversation of life. Jesus Christ, verse 8 says, the same yesterday and today and forever. And that word rule is translated from the Greek word hegemai, which means to lead. And then in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, let me turn there, verse 17, it says, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, and that they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you. That word there, that have the rule, it means to lead. And of course, it means with honor, with diligence, with care. Praise God. And then in Hebrews, that same 13th chapter, verse 24, it says, salute all them that have the rule over you and all the saints. That's, of course, also meaning to lead in a godly way. There are those who state sometimes that they're your covering. But beloved, that's not in the word of God. God spoke through Isaiah and told Judah not to make Egypt their alliance, not to make an alliance with them against Sennacherib. He says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, who take counsel, but not of me, and who cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." Paul states in the New Testament in Philemon verses 8 through 9, "Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin or to order thee that which is fitting," he says in verse 9, "yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ." He wrote to Philemon, who was his own convert, and of course this brother owed a lot to Paul. Yet Paul did not seek to exercise an authority over him concerning the runaway slave Onesimus. Instead, Paul beseeches his friend through the love of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to the Corinthians church and said, "Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith do you stand." In 1 Peter 1 through 5, let's read verses 6 through 10. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." And in verses 7 and 8, and in verses 1 through 5, the word says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, not but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble." Praise God. In Revelation, in the second chapter, we find Jesus speaking to the church of Ephesus. And he said some rather heavy things concerning problems in the church, basically that they had left their first love. Then in verse 6, he says something, "But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." Now, let's take a moment to look at what that word means. That word Nicolaitans in the Greek actually speaks of establishing a spiritual hierarchy, to establish a priesthood over. To that word Nikai, it means to conquer. The laity, if you will, the deeds of the Nicolaitans was the establishing of the priesthood over the laity. God never intended that. The establishing of shepherds or elders who lord themselves over the flock of God or try to make you responsible to them, who seek to take spiritual responsibility for your actions, not by preaching and leading, but by ordering and telling you what you can or can't do, and when you can or can't do it, and who you have to come to them for guidance, direction. In reality, that's the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. In essence, they say, you can't go into God for directions. You're not mature enough. You come to me, and I'll tell you what God says. That, beloved, is inserting something between man and God. And what we have to understand, God does not want that. Jesus is our great high priest. He's entered into heaven for us, making the door open to each of us to have entrance directly to God. 1 Timothy 2 and 5 states, "There is one one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. For any other person or man to take that position or role is scripturally wrong. The doctrine of the Nicolaitans would put a man between you and God, and that's always wrong. God will deal with you directly, personally, and individually as he wants to do so. The true shepherd or under-shepherd is one who gives himself for the flock, not one who is demanding that the flock give themselves to him. He's more interested in feeding the flock than fleecing the flock. Hallelujah. Let's read what Jesus says in Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 35. We've shared that before. But the Word of God says that James and John came to the Master. They wanted to have a special place of importance at his right hand and at his left hand in his glory. And Jesus said, basically, it's not mine to give. And when the other 10 heard about it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. And Jesus said in verse 42, "Ye know they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, for whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever would be the chiefest shall be servant of all." Praise God. And so, what's the conclusion of the entire matter, beloved? Well, I guess we can sum it up well by Romans 14 and 12, which says, "So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." Praise God. Well, beloved, I was going to share Psalm 23, but I don't really have time to do that. But he is our shepherd who leads us beside still waters, who gives us food to drink, who leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God. Thank God for the faithful shepherd who watches over his flock and has given godly shepherds to lead gently by example and by teaching and preaching. Well, beloved, I love you. I hope you've benefited from that which I've shared this week. Know that I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,